Welcome back to Us Weekly's Hot Hollywood Podcast. I'm here with Sarah Heron.
Hello, hello.
Travis Cronin.
Hi.
Gwen Flamberg.
Hello.
And I'm Brody Brown, and we are here to bring you all of the hottest, juiciest scoops of the past week and upcoming week. There are splits, there are betrayals, there are new romances, maybe.
Rehab.
There's a rehab moment. There are icy stares. There's so much to talk about. There are children being ripped from the bosoms of not the best mothers, mm-hmm. but let's dive into it. We were off living our best lives last week.
You were.
Okay, I was living my best life.
We.
Okay, I did go to the opening of Star Wars Galaxy Edge in Disneyland. I'm not bragging.
I stayed back in, you know, to New York to write about Brody's experiences for him.
Because wasn't it beautiful living through my experience?
It was so fun for me.
Anyhow, there was so much that happened while we were off living those best lives. Kit Harington went to a wellness center. Don't call it a rehab. Scott Disick turned 36. Shocker. I thought he was like 42.
Me too.
Janelle Evans lost all three of her children.
Temporarily.
Okay,
as the lawyers like to tell me.
I mean, yes. Hopefully not.
I know.
We did a huge interview with, or huge, depending on who you are, interview with Lamar Odom. We did a huge interview with all the OG teen moms. Mm-hmm. We broke the news that Kristen Stewart and Stella Maxwell are back together. How about that?
Yes.
Fergie filed for divorce. Pete Davidson walked in Alexander Wang runway and Travis Cronin.
Oh my God.
Was there.
Yes, I was.
Did you throw your bra and your panties at him?
You know, I just threw a pair of like old school boxers.
Oh, nice.
Like from Thing, just because I wanted him to feel comfortable. But it was strange. So I was sitting right next to where the runway models came out. So he comes out, he like bumps into the model. They do like the bob and weave, like which way are we going? And it like held up the form. And then like a source told me in walkthrough, he like couldn't get his choreography.
Oh.
He was moving his mouth all crazy. But the second round, he did a little bit better. He still looked like he needs more blood.
Yeah.
But
I have such a soft spot for him and I don't understand it.
Everyone does. He's the boy that everyone can fix.
He's an underdog.
Okay.
He's the one
really
that everyone, you can fix him with your love.
Cold hearted Sarah Heron.
So 2018.
Ari and Lauren from The Bachelor had their baby.
Cute.
So exciting. Britney Spears went to her son Preston's 8th grade graduation.
Mm-hmm. And danced to Billie Eilish on Instagram.
Yeah. God, she with that snake, that fake snake.
Uh-huh. That's a scarf.
And, okay, yeah, it definitely looks like a scarf. And then today, of course, our reigning queen, Beyonce, gave a death stare to Nicole Lacobe, who is the wife of the Warriors owner.
I don't know. I feel a little weird about this.
Why, Gwen? Why are you so nervous?
What does it mean? What does it mean? Is this woman Becky with the good hair? Is she?
Well, let's
I'm so scared of the beehive, so I don't even want to talk about this.
That's exactly. Here's the warning, because we have a gallery on our website, 12 times the beehive.
It's up to 16.
Oh, geez. 16 times the beehive attacked to defend Beyonce. And in that regal class, we have Taylor Swift, Omari Hardwick, Tamara Mowry, Rachel Roy, Ray. Rachel Roy. Oh my God, Quinn, are you okay?
No, I can't breathe.
Quinn's being taken out on a stretcher. Goodbye.
Rachel, I can't breathe. Just so you guys know, I'm like trying to send Travis a telepathic message to get me tissues.
I don't know what to do.
Because he knows where the restroom is on this floor.
Quinn,
nobody else does.
I'm doing.
Brody's Rachel, like, I better not say that I know where it is, because then she'll tell me to get them. Sam is going to get them because he's awesome.
Bye, Sam. Thank you. Sam, you will not be attacked by the beehive for
behind
your good service.
Behind the scenes.
Rachel Roy, Rachel Ray, Rita Ora, so many other people. But this lady, if you guys all saw, Beyonce sitting in between Jay and Nicole. And you know that moment where she's like looking, she looks like kind of smiling. Then she sort of like nudges, like jiggers herself in that place. It was kind of awkward. At first I was like, no, it's not that bad, but she looks like uncomfortable.
No, she's not.
That's not the first time she's done this at a basketball game. There was another woman who I don't even know if she was identified, but she was talking to Jay-Z and Beyonce gave that same desk glare. Like, don't you dare talk to my husband.
Well, you know that moment when you're like, okay, I'm sitting here being polite in this conversation, and then you're just like, okay, can this conversation be over? And she just unfortunately was on camera when that
I wonder if she was being like at all flirty or anything, or if she was just like annoyed. Like, this chick was like just like annoying.
No, this woman was probably just like, oh my God, I'm talking to Jay-Z right now, who's so wealthy, and Jay-Z.
And also, like, have you ever been in the presence of Jay-Z?
No.
Yes.
Because I have.
Oh.
I have.
Humble brag.
Come on. No, go ahead, brag. This is actually good.
He is an investor in the beauty brand Carol's Daughter.
Oh.
He is?
We're like a chorus of O's.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're easily impressed.
Yes.
Ooh.
And here's
more.
What I have to tell you about Jay-Z.
Oh, I'm ready.
He is super sexy, you guys. He's like
I love that.
Least attractive but sexiest human I've ever seen. Like, he's like not classically handsome. But he is somebody who, like, you just, he has that magnetic.
Yeah.
He's got that it quality, and he is sexy AF.
I do find him handsome. And you know what? I do. And it's also like he's so talented that I'm like, oh. But don't worry, I'm not putting any designs on Jay-Z, just for the record.
Please leave these under produce Beyonce.
That's all Beyonce's. But, you know, there's a little death stare, but the world turns on. In Beverly Hills, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills news, our former queen.
The crown is heavy, darling.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
The OG, Lisa Vanderpump, told the Daily Mail she was not going to attend the reunion. The reunion filmed this week. It was long, and LVP was not there. What are our thoughts, Sarah Heron?
I mean, I'm not surprised. I'm disappointed. I feel like it's pretty lame to just not show up. Like, even if she, like, agreed to
pretty lame?
I mean, it's very lame.
Very lame.
She should have just agreed to, like, an hour, like, 1 hour segment or something. I knew they were going to give her special treatment, but I thought she would still have to
hold on. Oh, my God. Gwen's
you
back.
Can slide she your chair back.
I'm sorry, you guys.
Gwen's sobbing. She's beside herself.
She's so sad that Lisa Vanderpump isn't there.
IRL, it's very IRL, this podcast. Go ahead, Sarah.
No, I'm pissed. I think it's annoying. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a really lame reunion. Andy tried to talk it up. Like, Camille is going to, you know, save everything during his, like, random live Instagram live with Anderson Cooper during the reunion. Like,
that
it's
was
all
strange.
It's all weird.
It felt like they were trying to salvage it with that.
But Beverly Hills ratings are better than ever, and New York's aren't, and New York is the best, so it's confusing.
Which is so strange, because you have to have so much drama on New York to exist there and gel with the women, and there was lacking of gelling this season on Beverly Hills. But it's unfortunate, because I was pissed too that she didn't show up. That's like your job. That's your arc on the show. She really chastised Adrian Maloof when she didn't show up for the reunion in season 3. Luann hasn't been to a reunion because she was in rehab.
Kim Richards
hasn't been to a reunion because she was in rehab, but that's the only reasonable excuse. And Lisa had told us in March that she can't really deal with the minutiae, but, you know, we've had sources told us that once Lisa made this decision not to go, the source said she's too afraid to face the other housewives because she doesn't want to have her image hurt and she doesn't want to be called out. The source also said she's acting like a guilty person, an innocent person shows up and stands their ground.
Yeah, it's lame.
Travis.
All I know is I'm going to miss Jiggy. Sorry for jumping
in. You can
in
watch Jiggy on Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah,
Mondays on Bravo.
That's
at
the thing.
9 p.m.
It's not like she's going to lose Vanderpump Rules. The show does really well. But she, Travis, you're going to miss LVP and her British humor?
No, I'm not. Every single season, she stirs up drama and then acts like she doesn't. And this is like the sixth time or seventh time she's done this. And I don't care how much diamonds and rosé she brings to the show. It's not, she's a villain.
And twin swans.
And twin swans, who I do love, those twin swans. I think I'll miss them most of all.
Hanky and Panky.
And other than being a villain, she redid her kitchen. And that's all she did.
The thing
and
is,
she did
though,
philanthropy. She did philanthropy. Right. But they don't want to show that because that's boring. People
the last
don't care.
Thing I will say about this is she had the fans on her side, like very dedicated.
She did.
So if she did show up and cry her tear and plead her case, she probably would have come out winning.
Yeah.
So that's why I don't understand why she didn't just show up and try to defend herself, because she has this strong fan base. So it makes no sense to me that she's like, I'm getting attacked, but the entire like fan base on Twitter is attacking them for you.
Right. I was following a lot of the fan chatter, and then people were like, wow, I'm really disappointed she did this, particularly after she had criticized Adrian for the same thing in season 3. It just doesn't make sense, especially if you feel, you know, you need to be vindicated. But a source also told us that Lisa doesn't have any allies or friends on the show anymore. She created this for herself, but she wouldn't have been able to come back next season, so she had to make the decision, or the decision would be made for her.
So
she
bring back Brandy Glanville. Let's go.
Let's see, who would we want to come back? Brandy, I definitely want
Brandy.
To come
back. It's got to be Brandy. And the only thing I think that was stopping them was Lisa, because she probably would have refused to film with Brandy.
Mm-hmm. And now that Kyle and Brandy have buried the hatchet, she could come back.
And I'm sure Lisa Rinna and Brandy will go at it. That could be fun.
They could bring back Eileen, I guess.
I liked Eileen, but
you don't need another calming presence.
I don't need
presence.
Her.
How dare you speak to me?
How dare you? Oh yeah, the outrage. But that was the most reaction we ever got out of Eileen.
Yeah.
Gwen.
Sorry, it's all right. You guys, listen, I'm a little under the weather. It's we're gonna get through this.
Oh my God.
Will the listeners get through it? We'll find out when our rating goes down.
Oh my God. Well, you know what?
No Eileen, please God.
But Lisa's still going out like firing shots on the most recent Real Housewives of Beverly Hills after show. She's like, did I tell them all to go F themselves? She said, like, to the producer. And she's like, I'm joking. Carry on. I don't know. I'm over it.
I'm over it, too.
Let's do a quick...
Remember that goddamn Lucy Apple Juicy.
College cheating scandal update.
Oh, God.
But you know what? We haven't talked about them in a minute.
It's so
true. And Felicity Huffman is out there buying flowers at a grocery store. Her life has gone back to what looks like normalcy. But...
Did we ever confirm, are they celebrating their daughter's graduation party?
Because
he had balloons and she had flowers, but we don't know for sure, right?
I mean, I don't know.
Can't you do, just buy balloons and flowers?
Let's say congrats during graduation season.
Maybe he's congratulating Felicity on being so candid and having out her mistake.
And then she's buying him flowers to thank him for the balloons.
A belated congrats.
I love that for them.
But as we've reported, you know, we've reported a couple things. One has been that Lori regrets going into the courtroom in this khaki suit with a smile on her face, waving like a queen and signing the autograph. She sees that was not the best move, but as our source said, she believes she's innocent and she wouldn't have pled not guilty if she didn't think she wasn't guilty. And Travis, what did we hear about how much Olivia Jade knew from our sources? What did they say?
You know, Brody, a lot.
Oh, what? Olivia Jade?
Do you not talk badly about my friend Olivia Jade?
An icon.
I'm really sorry, but I have to talk about her because she knew everything.
Oh, everything.
Well, okay. You know what you did, Olivia.
She knew a lot.
Here's what sources have told us. She knew a lot. But so a lot of her friends have been in similar situations where their parents donate a building and then they get called into this. So it wasn't, she didn't think this was like treasonous, horrible behavior because all of her friends are. This is how they got into school too, when their SATs like were super low and didn't have the grades to get in.
I would love to know what Olivia Jade's like real SAT score was.
Oh, I'll look into that for you.
Please let me know.
But so she knew, and obviously she took that rowing picture for the crew team. She knows she's never rowed anything in her life. So she knew enough, but she sort of has a distorted view of the world. Mm-hmm. Sarah, her friend, can probably speak more to this. But so
close
she never really
friend.
Saw close personal friend that she just didn't really see that this was a huge problem because it's sort of the norm in her circles.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it just makes it grosser, right?
Yeah, it grosses me up. Well, we still have a lot to look forward to in this Lori Loughlin situation.
I mean, yeah, there's so much left to happen.
Yes, there is. Yeah.
Well, I'm excited.
Guys, as we have every week for the last couple weeks,
oh, God, okay.
We are going
Raising
to do
my princess.
25 things you don't know about me. You are going to guess the celebrity I'm talking about.
Okay.
This is from an old issue. I pulled it from August 18th, 2014. Yes, Raising My Princess.
Oh,
Kim Kardashian on Northwest. North is turning
five
in 2 weeks.
I think
five.
I can't even believe
it. Because P just turned
that.
Six.
She could also be turning 16 based on the way she dresses. Or
seriously.
Based on the way she dresses and like talks and what her interests
are. And the amount of extensions she wears.
Yeah,
guys, stop hating on Northwest. She's an icon.
She's super cute.
Her hamster just died on the Real House. On Keep Up with the Kardashians.
Oh, you're blurring them together. Okay, so ready?
We need to mourn the hamster.
I am going to read you items, and you are going to guess who it is. Number one, I'm 6'2". Number two, I like apple juice a lot. Number three, as a kid, I always needed to have my ears rubbed to fall asleep. Number four.
Ashton Kutcher.
This is a good one. No.
This is weird.
Number four, I don't eat pork. Skipping number five. Number six, I like to get people really high. Number seven, I'm right-handed, but I can do things with my left
Snoop
hand.
Snoop Dogg.
No. I'm skipping number
Matthew
eight.
McConaughey.
No.
Seth Rogen.
Number nine.
Woody Harrelson.
No.
Martha Stewart.
Number nine.
She's 6'2".
Number nine. Yeah. I'm very in touch with my sixth sense. Number 10, I need breakfast to start the day. Number 11, I am very athletic and have been known to dunk a basketball. Number 12, I'm a technology geek and have to have every new electronic device.
Seth Rogen.
No.
I already said
number
that.
13,
did
I
you?
Need
yeah.
Number 13. This is boring. I need music to wake up. Number 14, I'm afraid of spiders. Number 15, I don't like sweets. Number 16, I can play pool very well. Okay, I'm going to give you number 8 because it's giving you a hint. We're getting close to the end. Number 8, going back to number 8, I take my left shoe off whenever I'm in the zone in the studio.
That's a hint?
That's a really
like,
easy
why number. Why did you skip that one?
What?
Number 16.
So he's a lefty. Is he lefty? Big news. Lefty on the loose.
Number 17, I like candles and incense in the studio while I'm recording. Number
Justin Timberlake.
No. Number 18, I'm a really goofy skateboarder. Number 19, I have to use the bathroom before I go on stage.
Ryan Cabrera.
What is this musician?
I want to say Pete Wentz, but he's definitely not 6'2".
Number 20, I like that you remember that. Number 20, I love to read. Number 21, I prefer to have other people around me rather than be alone.
Aww. Mm-hmm.
Number 22, I'm constantly looking in the mirror. Number 23, I like to custom distress my clothes. Number 24, I drink a lot of coffee. Number 15, I prefer earbuds over headphones. Sorry, that one was really hard. It was Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, my God. That was really
I
hard.
I would have never gotten that.
Gwen looks pissed.
I should have gotten that.
I mean,
Gwen looks pissed.
This you is only it. Fun if we can guess.
I know. It's fun when it's really hard.
No, it's for you.
We should get, like if it's a rapper.
After we can't get to the 25, you have to give us one final hint.
Okay, next time, noted.
Okay.
But let's talk about Bradley Cooper and Irina Shayk. What is going on?
I mean, come on.
Are you shocked,
guys.
Gwen?
Not at all.
Are you beside yourself?
I was beside myself when they insisted on having this farce of a relationship.
That two-year-old daughter, though. Awkward.
Those are the receipts that it's a relationship or that there's been some romantic or sexual union. But what sources are telling us is that they haven't been getting along for a while. They aren't calling it quits yet, but they are not in a great place. And of course, they welcomed their now two-year-old daughter, Leah, in March 2017. And another source told us, like, sorry to crush everyone's dreams, that Bradley and Irina's relationship struggles have nothing to do with Lady Gaga.
I don't believe it.
Which, when we
you
posted...
You don't believe it?
No, I do.
Oh, I believe it, too. I believe
but
it.
When we posted about this on Instagram, every single comment was like, Gaga, Gaga, at Lady Gaga, Gaga. Like, the fans cannot let it go.
They can't stop shipping them.
I honestly never saw A Star Is Born, so this is nothing to me.
I know.
We watched them perform that freaking song so many times during award season, I didn't feel the need.
Oh, my God, it's a really good movie.
It's a great movie.
And I gave my family a screener, and they told me what happened at the end. I was like, well,
I know, I got spoiled. Too.
I'm like, why am I going to watch that? No,
guys, it's A Star Is Born.
You know what happens in the end.
We know what happens.
I know,
in the end.
But I couldn't. But when I heard about it, I was like not feeling pro Gaga acting, and then I was feeling really pro Gaga acting, but I was against seeing Bradley act. It was like,
I didn't have that many feelings. I was just over the shallow feelings.
His real life dog in it is the best part of the movie.
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm. The fluffiest golden doodle I've ever seen in my life. It's worth it just for that.
Well,
Charlie.
Guys, if they split, who do you think Bradley should date next?
Wow.
Any thoughts? I have an idea.
Oh, tell us.
Charlize Theron.
Ooh.
She's publicly saying, somebody step up and date me. Well, Bradley Cooper would be, think about that.
Could be a fun little blended
gorgeous
family.
Yeah.
Like, Gwen, do not give me that stink eye. Well, I'm setting them up for success. If he can date Irina, it doesn't seem like they have a lot in common.
Oh.
At least Charlize is an actor as well.
Yeah.
She seems
they would look good
very athletic.
She's tall. Maybe
she's
6'2".
Very attractive.
Does she like candles in the studio?
Maybe.
Does she take her left?
I'm holding out for Charlize Theron.
Okay.
To date.
Oh. Brad Pitt.
No, mm-hmm. God. We don't have time this week
maybe
for
Bradley
conspiracy.
Cooper. Bradley Cooper and Brad Pitt can date.
No.
They're both
He's only hot-headed and passionate when he's drunk on a plane.
He's back and better than ever.
He is back and better than ever. Check out the new issue of Us Weekly, our cover story this week. Thank you for the plug, Gwen. Travis, no idea on who Bradley should date if he and Irina do indeed fully split.
Someone above 23 who does more than just take pictures.
Oh, model shame.
But very well.
Not model shaming, just I don't want him to date a model.
Okay.
Okay, well, maybe he could date someone a little better suited.
Okay.
Sorry. Irina could date Tom Cruise. Wow.
Yeah, that would
Irina
be cute.
Irina could date Tom Cruise.
Oh,
that would
so
be
now she's totally
fit.
Now she's a Scientologist.
That's totally next. That would be really good.
Wow.
She will sign that contract.
Brilliant thinking, yes. That would be really good. And he could, you know what? It's like when George Clooney and Stacey Keebler were no longer dating, and then he met Amal and they got married. I think Bradley needs someone like that who's really going to challenge him on that
he
level.
He needs a human rights lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Basically.
Yeah.
Is he that complex?
I think he loves to read a lot and is very culturally curious.
Yeah.
Good.
Not to say that she isn't.
We'll
but I think I read a New York Times interview where he was talking about getting all the source material. Guys, I've also asked you this week to bring a suggestion. Imagine, you know, we are in summer. There are going to be some huge celebrity weddings. Catherine McPhee and David Foster are tying the knot, per our sources in London. Carl Glusman and Zoe Kravitz are tying the knot in
all
France,
soon.
Per our sources. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner are tying the knot. You have an invitation to one of these weddings.
Great.
What are you going to bring? Travis Cronin.
I'm going to go to Zoe's wedding.
Oh, nice.
And I'm going to bring a lovely baby blue Tiffany box with nipple rings in it.
Oh, does she have her nipples pierced?
She does.
Oh.
I'm going to bring her diamond Tiffany nipple rings.
Travis, it's classy and also intimate.
Thank you. Thank you. I thought so. And a little edgy.
That is a little edgy. Sarah, do you have a gift And do you have an invite?
Well, I recently, you know, watched the Jonas Brothers Chasing Happiness documentary. Yes. And it meant a lot to me as a Joe Bro stan from a young age.
Little love bug.
And honestly, all I can think about is Joe Jonas talking about his failed album, that his solo album. So I'm thinking I might go to Sophie and Joe's wedding and bring him a copy of that 2011 R&B album.
What just was
to
that first single?
Keep him humble.
I liked that first single.
Nah, none of it was very good.
See you again.
I don't know. Okay. But I'm just going to, you know, bring him that, so keep him humble. Maybe give some laughs to Sophie. She can listen
to
it.
Wow, shady gift.
Yeah.
Sarah,
sorry.
It's really nice that I will see a familiar face at that wedding, because I, too,
oh
am
God.
Going to
Let's
Joe
go.
And
Isn't
wedding.
It in France?
Yeah. And, you know, Sophie just said in interviews, because she did the Graham Norton show with Taylor Swift, she said she would be fangirling over Taylor Swift. And obviously, Joe has dated Taylor Swift. And I think they both showed that they have a sense of humor. So I went on eBay and found these $30 Taylor Swift potholder set. I'm not sure where that imagery came from. You're a Taylor stan.
Yeah,
do you
recognize
that?
No, I'm really not.
It's like some clouds and birds, and it looks like her signature's on there.
$30, yeah, I have no idea where that is from.
$30 pot.
I thought it was our cat for
I'm
a
sure
second.
Now that the Taylor Swift fandom will know.
It'll her, be, lawyers
her lawyers will definitely take this down. But it's $30. And I also got these beautiful Taylor Swift candles that I think they can put in their bedroom. It says Saint Taylor Swift. One was on Etsy, one was on another person's site, and she is the patron saint. Oh, Queen of Snakes, a reputation prayer candle.
Oh,
yeah. See you in court.
Yeah, see
you. You know, I would also.
They're gonna need some prayers.
I would also bring Demi Lovato with me to this wedding, because I really need the Jonas Brothers and Demi Lovato to get along again. Because she was literally like not her only the back of her head was in this documentary, and I know that like she wasn't at the wedding for Nick and Priyanka, and I just need like these Disney
Camp
Channel
Rock
kids
3.
To like, you know, really get back together and all
you
be friends. So I'm gonna bring Demi and I'm gonna bring Joe's solo CD.
Passive aggressive.
Gwen,
yeah.
Whose wedding would you go to and what would you bring?
Clearly,
well,
really
I was
invited
to David and Kat's
wedding. Oh, that's beautiful. That's yes. That's so appropriate. Yeah.
You love an age difference.
We're well represented.
Well, I'm gonna gift them a lifetime supply of Viagra.
Oh,
because when you marry someone who's like 100 years younger than you, you better like keep your stamina going and keep her satisfied.
Well, Gwen, that is very thoughtful.
Oh my God.
And a framed photo of David Foster playing the piano at Catherine's first wedding, because that's my favorite thing ever.
Pretty great.
Yeah, that's great.
Gwen, that cold has made you extremely thoughtful and considerate this week. I appreciate
all of you guys, really nice gifts.
Well, speaking of Taylor Swift, we broke an exciting story in the magazine and online this week. Taylor Swift was on a double date, not with Tom Hiddleston. Not
I wish.
I know. Not with John Mayer.
Not with Joe Jonas.
Not with Jake Gyllenhaal. But with Rob Pattinson, a friend who was there with his girlfriend, Suki Waterhouse, and Taylor was there with her boyfriend, Joe Alwyn.
Suki Waterhouse, also Bradley Cooper's ex-girlfriend.
Yes.
Oh.
Do you think that, I mean, can you imagine what the conversation was at this dinner? Were they like, hey, has anyone heard
and
that Bradley?
And Taylor dated Taylor Lautner.
Yes. Oh, my
so
gosh.
So do you think she was telling her how she was always team Edward, even though, you know, she dated Jacob?
There are so many things they could have been talking about.
So much to unpack here,
no,
you guys.
No, I mean, she could have been like...
That is very
true. That's a really great fan observation. But they could have been talking about the Bradley and Irina rumors. They probably heard about it first.
Yeah.
Taylor could have been like, don't worry, Suki, I never saw Sully Lennon's playbook.
Oh, my God.
I thought American Sniper was overrated. Suki, don't you worry.
Do you think
that
like,
fake baby and American Sniper?
Do you think Suki and Joe were like, wow, like we're both dating these people who have been famous for so long, and like we're also famous? But
Joe
like,
thinks he's really famous. I think Suki's just happy to be there.
Yeah. They just sat around soaking up each other's awesomeness, drinking awesome shooters.
I once interviewed Suki. It was on a phoner, and Bradley sent her flowers.
I remember
like,
that.
That's like so real.
And the flowers, they're from Bradley.
Yeah, she was like
while you were on the phone.
And they broke up a week later.
She was like so authentic, and it was like a little bit after that, but she was like so authentic and like newly famous that like any other celebrity would be like, oh, hold on 1 second, would put me on mute and then pick up the phone again 6 minutes later and be like, are you still there? But she was like, oh, they're from Bradley, and I was like, oh my God,
exclusive,
making a cover story. But no, our source, our eyewitness said the four of them were laughing and talking all night. It was just the four of them, and that Taylor has been more comfortable with bringing Joe out in public. It's really sweet.
That's great. It really feels like it's like 2008 with all of these random celebrities like being so prominent again, like Robert Pattinson and Taylor Swift and the Jonas Brothers and whatever, but I'm loving it.
And
I'm
here for
Rob
Taylor Pattinson. Littner.
And Rob is now going to be Batman.
Yeah, which maybe that's probably what they talked about at dinner.
Yes, I'm sure they talked about that.
And who's going to be...
And you know what? Maybe Taylor gave him some sound advice.
She's like, I'm Catwoman.
How to do
cat.
Is Catwoman and Batman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh my God. Yeah, that would be incredible. Yeah. But she
Anne
probably...
Hathaway.
She could have given him some sound advice on how to deal with haters.
Yeah, the snake emojis.
I have to go interview Whitney Port.
Oh, wow.
Bye, Travis.
Tell Whitney hey.
I'll tell Whitney hey for you.
She has a new podcast called With Wit. Oh. I heard, so.
Thank you. She's going to love that I know
that.
Don't
subscribe to her. Subscribe to us.
Yes.
Okay. Just note, kidding.
Goodbye, Travis.
Goodbye.
And goodbye, listeners. Thank you for listening to us for another chapter of the Hot Hollywood Podcast. We'll be here again next week. Please like our podcast, share it, subscribe. Let us know, is there something we have not addressed that you need us to address? We will be here again next week. Have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.